Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the third parak of Misnachas Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, and Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah discussed the case of the aruga, of the garden patch, of a patch of a garden that a person has in his yard. And the halacha was that either you're able to grow five different types of vegetables or 13, depending on the type of garden patch that it is. If it's just a regular garden patch, then you can grow five different vegetables, one different vegetable on each by each border, and then one in the middle, four borders, one in the middle, that would equal five. Or if you have a garden patch with an uplifted, elevated border of a tefach, then you can plant 13 different types of vegetables. That would lead, according to the Tanakhama, that would be three different types on each border. That would be 12 plus one in the middle, which would be a total of 13. Again, we saw machlokas, but at least that was the halacha for now. Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis now is going to qualify and classify that halacha and give us an important caveat when it comes to the halacha of the garden patch. Says the Mishnah, Kol min zeraim ein zorim be'aruga. Any type of plant, any type of crop that is classified as a zeraim, as part of the zeraim family. Zeraim, what does zeraim mean? So we're learning seder zeraim. That's the plants seder. That's the plants section of the Mishnah. But the zeraim is really referring specifically to types of crops that grow in very, very large amounts, in very, very large quantities. Those types of plants cannot be planted in a garden patch. The halacha of either 5 or 13 different types of plants being planted in a garden patch was not referring to anything classified as zeraim. V'chol min yirakos zorim ba'aruga. And then as the Mishnah continues and says that anything that's considered yirakos, a vegetable, those are allowed to be planted in a vegetable in a garden patch. So when we said 5 or 13, it's really referring to yirakos. And as the Bar Tanura says, the yirakos are generally grown in smaller quantities, and that's really where the halacha is when it comes to a garden patch, either 5 if there's no elevation of a border, and 13 if there is a border surrounding it that is elevated. Continues the Mishnah. Chardal va'afunim hashufin min zeraim. Just clarifying a certain types of plants, what category are they? And so the Mishnah says that mustard seed and these smooth beans are considered to be min zeraim. They're considered to be zeraim, and therefore they cannot be planted in a garden patch. Afunim hagamlanim min yarak. But large beans are considered to be yarak, and they're large, they're big, but they're not being produced, they're not growing in very large quantities. So therefore, that would be considered a yarak, and therefore it would be allowed to be planted in a garden patch. Okay, now we're going to continue and learn a halacha also relevant to the garden patch. The Mishnah says, Gevul shahaya gova tefach v'nismayit. So let's say you have a border, like we said, if you have a border with a tefach that's uplifted, that's elevated, then you're allowed to plant 13 or 18 according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But you're allowed to plant more if there's an elevated border surrounding it. But says the Mishnah, what if you have a gvul? What if you have a border? Where the border used to be a tefach, but since then it sort of fell. Excuse me. It sort of fell down, and now it is no longer a tefach elevated. It says the Mishnah kosher. It is totally kosher. Shahaya kosher mitchila. So because it was kosher, it was initially totally fine. When you planted these 13 different types of vegetables, there was an elevated border. Okay, so it had since gone down. It had since receded. But when you did it, it was fine, and therefore it is still allowed. Continues the Mishnah with a different case related to planting in this type of a garden patch. Says the Mishnah, Hatelem va'amas hamayim shehim amukim tefach. If you have either a furrow or a water canal that are a tefach deep, zorim l'sochan shlosha zeron. It says the Mishnah, you're allowed to plant in this either the furrow or this water canal. You can plant in them three different types of plants. Echad mikan, one on the top of one side. Ve'echad mikan, one on the top of the other side. Ve'echad be'emtza, and one in the middle. Total of three different types of plants that you'd be able to plant there without transgressing the prohibition of kilaim. And this is the chiddush. The novelty of the Mishnah is that you're allowed to do this as long as there is 1.5 tefachim in between each of the plants. There has to be some distance but then you are allowed to do that in this situation. Okay, now we're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Hayarosh Tur Yarok Nichnas Lesoch Sdei Yarok Acher. That if you have the corner of your field, of your vegetable field, you're planting vegetables in the corner of your vegetable field, enters into another field, which is also a planting vegetable, but a different type of vegetable. Says the Mishnah, Mutter, this is permitted, Mipnei Shehu Nira Kesof Sadeya, because this looks like it's clearly visible and apparent that these are two different fields. They're not being grown together, they're not being sown together, they're not being planted together, and therefore, because you have the corner of one field reaching a little bit into the corner of another field, it's fine. It doesn't look like Hilayim. Because says the Mishnah, it's clear to anyone looking that these are two different fields. Now, we learned the exact same halacha in Perek Beis regarding a wheat field. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the halacha of allowing the corner of a field to go into the corner of another field with a different type of crop applies to vegetables as well. That this is a vegetable field, those were grain fields, but the halacha applies to both in those situations. In earlier, also in Perek Beis, we learned the halacha that you're allowed to plant different types of vegetables in a field as long as there are six tfachim in between them. So now we're going to look at learn a little bit of a machlokes regarding this halacha of growing vegetables in one field where there are six tfachim in between them. Says the Mishnah, Haisa sadehu zrua yarak, if a person has a field where they plant vegetables, v'hu mevakesh lita besocha shura, shel yarak acher, where a person wants to plant a line of vegetables, a row of vegetables, of another type of vegetable. So right now he has one type of vegetable in his property, on his field. But now he wants to add a row, but of a different type of vegetable in that same exact field. So how could he do that? Omer Rabbi Yishmael says, Achiye hatelim mefulash merosh hasadeh viad rosho. Says Rabbi Yishmael, you're only allowed to add this new type of vegetable if it goes to an entire row, if it extends from one side of the field to the other, to sort of create three sections. You have on one side the original type of crop. Then in the middle you have the row that you're planting now of this new crop, and on the other side you have also that old crop. So you have this clear delineation of three different lines. Two of them on the outer lines were the original crop, and the one in the middle is completely the same size, the same distance, the same length. And that would be permitted according to the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, because then again you're showing clearly there's no kilayim here. We have different rows that are the exact same size, even if there are different crops. Again, assuming that there are six tfachim in between the different type of crops. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Orech shisha tfachim verocha milo'o. Rabbi Akiva says, it doesn't matter that this new row of crops that you're adding doesn't need to be extending all the way to destroy what you had previously that belonged, that were in that exact same spot. No, it's fine. You could just add a smaller row. It doesn't have to be the full extension, according to Rabbi Akiva. It could be a smaller row of the crop that are there, as long as, he says, there are six tfachim that are in between this new crop and the old crop, because again, they're different vegetables, and therefore there has to be the distance of six tfachim in between them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rochav kim lo rochav haparsa. Rabbi Yehuda is the most lenient opinion, and he says very simply that it only needs to be the width of a person's foot, which is really a tefach ultimately, not six tefach, but one tefach according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't paskin like that, and Rabbi Yehuda is the most lenient of the opinions. Quick review, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis discussed the halacha, continued the discussion of the halacha of these patches of gardens, and said that the only types of vegetables that can be grown, if they're different types in a garden patch, is if they are classified as a yarok and not a zoreya. If they're yarokos, that's fine. If they're zorim, they're not allowed to be planted different in the garden patch. And then the question was, what if you had a border that was elevated, but then it had since gone down? So the Mishnah said that because you initially planted these 13 vegetables on the border that you, as you were allowed to, it's fine. As long as it initially was elevated, then you are totally allowed. And then we just discussed the case of this furrow or this water canal. It's a tefach deep. But again, as long as you're allowed to plant, according to the Mishnah, three different types of seeds there, one on each direction, and then one in the middle. And then the Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of a vegetable field that goes into the corner of it, goes into another field. Again, just like the grain, we say that's totally permissible because it's clearly delineated which fields are which, and there's not going to be a concern that perhaps the person is growing kilayim. And the Mishnah concluded with a bit of a machlokas regarding the situation where a person wants to now add a row of vegetables into his field. So Rabbi Shmuel said that he could do that, but it has to be an entire row that is just as big as the other rows. Again, it still has to be the sixth tefachim from the other type of crop. Rabbi Akiva said it doesn't have to extend all the way, is the middle opinion, but again, it has to be six tefachim from the next type of crop. And Rabbi Yehuda said, nope, that it only has to be, could be anywhere really, and it only has to be one tefach away from the other type of crop. Have a great day.